So I understand some new families have moved into our area and have made contact with our parish recently, so I just want to extend to all of them a very warm welcome. And if you are new, please introduce yourself to me after the Mass. I'd love to get to meet you, and also we have a little welcome bag for you as well. Now, as you know, Deacon Charles and I have been preaching these last few weeks on a theme, a series, on becoming a beacon of hope. And this is in preparation for our parish mission coming up in Lent. The first week, we spoke about the light, how the light of Christ needs to be in our heart. It needs to be there if we want to live good lives the way God calls us to. If we want to experience inner peace and joy and a sense of rightness about our lives, we need that light of Christ. The second week, we spoke about the darkness that envelops the lives and hearts of so many people in society, and how you and I are called to share our light of Christ with others. And the last week, Deacon Charles spoke about some of the obstacles that could come up that might prevent us from wanting to share our light with others. And this week, I'd like to continue by talking about the fact that God calls us not only to share his light with others, but to be really, really generous in doing so. And we hear that in the gospel today, where Jesus speaks about the generosity of the Father. He says, "Your Father in heaven makes his sun shine on the good and on the bad. He makes the rain fall on the righteous and on the unrighteous." In other words, he just shares his goodness with everybody. And then Jesus commands his followers to do the same, to be generous with everybody in our lives. He says, if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go also with him the second mile. And if anyone wants to take your coat, give them your cloak as well. And then, to make sure that there's no misunderstanding, he raises the bar even higher. And he says, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. So it's a pretty tall order. And the reason that we are to be generous with others is that God wants to share his generosity with the world, but he wants to do it through you and through me. He wants us to be his ambassadors of his goodness, ambassadors of his generosity to the world around us. He wants us to be the ones to bring the light of Christ to others, to bring a message of salvation, a message of hope and healing to the other people in our lives. As St. Paul summarizes that very nicely in his letter to the Corinthians, he says, we are ambassadors for Christ. God is making his appeal through us, and we beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. So St. Paul got it, that we are called to be ambassadors of God's generosity and God's goodness to others. Recently, I was reminded that as a priest, I'm really called to a lot of generosity. Our mission preacher, Father Graham, was down a few weeks ago, and he was speaking to our parish team to instruct us how we could prepare for this parish mission. And he was encouraging us to be generous, and that this is something God expects of everybody. And to make his point, he asked me a surprise question in front of like 35 or 40 other people. He said, Father Gary, as a priest, who are you responsible for in God's eyes? And I said, well, the people who live within the geographical area of Holy Family Parish. And so he said, yes. And he says, so that means all Catholics, whether they come to church or not? And I said, yes, all of them, whether they come to church or not. And he said, well, what about all the Protestants who live in your geographical area? So I kind of hesitated and said, yeah, I think so. And then he said, okay, well, what about Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, and atheists? And at this point, I'm starting to squirm. I vaguely remember from 35 years ago, our seminary prof, one of them, was talking about this. And I'm trying to remember, what did he say? I don't want to look stupid in front of 40 people. And then he could see I was squirming and hesitating, so he just said, oh, let me help you. He said, the answer is yes. He said, you're the only validly ordained priest in this area. Only the Catholic Church and the Orthodox have valid priestly ordinations. So before God, you're responsible for every single person within the boundaries of Hanover, of the Hanover parish. So I just said, thanks. It's sort of what I suspected, but it doesn't make me feel very good. It's a heavy responsibility. This coming Lenten mission is one little attempt for us as a whole parish to be very generous in reaching out to all the people of our area that we can. You know, just as God makes the rain fall on the righteous and unrighteous, the sun shine on the good and on the bad, he wants to pour his grace on everybody to share the light and message of Christ with everybody, bring healing, hope to everybody. But he depends upon, he's asking you and I to cooperate with him so that he can reward us. And so he depends upon you and me to do the inviting to this parish mission so that people can be here to receive those graces he has reserved for them. So please be generous in asking. You'll be helping me because I can't reach everybody. And don't worry if people say yes or no. I've heard that in Protestant churches when they do this sort of outreach thing, they ask one another and they make it a kind of a game, I guess, and they say, well, how many people said no to you? Oh, well, I had 5 people say no to me. Oh, really? I had 7. And the more no's you get, the better it is because you are the one who asked more people. So don't be afraid to say no. Don't be afraid to ask and for people to say no. Whether they say yes or no is not your responsibility. Only asking is, and then leave the rest up to God. And I just want to conclude by thanking all the people who are already on board and are enthusiastic about our parish mission and are responding generously. We had about 35 to 40 people, as I mentioned, came to the 3 preparation sessions with Father Graham a couple weeks ago. And from that meeting, many people have stepped forward and are volunteering to help now behind the scenes. Rhea McFadden, for example, has agreed to develop a team praying for the success of the mission. And she's developed a very beautiful booklet or pamphlet for a novena to St. Teresa of Lisieux for the success of the mission. In the narthex area right now, but we'll be talking about a bit more next week. Sam is putting together a special band for all the music during the mission. Susan Plumstead is putting together a welcoming team. Andy Lehman is putting together a team to help with parking, especially being sensitive. People come with special needs. Laura Hergott is heading up the volunteers who will help with babysitting so that parents can enjoy the mission in peace. Krista Melfi is in charge of hospitality. Brian Blumstead is sort of a house manager overseeing and supporting all the ministries. And these are just some of the people who are already volunteering their time and effort for the success of our mission. So please be generous in asking people to come. The mission is March 14 to 17. Father Graham will be preaching at all the weekend masses here that weekend. I'll be in his parish in St. Thomas in the London area, preaching at his place, his parish. Sunday evening, Monday and Tuesday evening will be the parish mission. Each evening we'll begin with half an hour of praise and worship, just to settle our minds and hearts to begin to focus more on God, to put out of our mind and heart the busyness of the day, and just to be open to whatever God wants to do that evening. And then Father Graham will do a preach or teach for a while, and he's going to address his words especially to people who are far from God or who are considering Jesus, considering coming back to the church, looking to see, well, if I do, how will Jesus make a difference and a benefit in my life? He'll be preaching to those people in a special way. Then the Blessed Sacrament will be exposed for a period of time each evening, and there'll be also an opportunity to come for healing prayers. And many times in those times of healing prayers, God will touch the hearts and lives of people. Sometimes people feel a warmth in their bodies, or they may begin to, or a certain part of their body, or they may begin to quietly cry. And they don't know why, but they know that it feels good, and there's some healing taking place in their heart. Others feel very joyful. Others maybe experience a deep sense of peace, knowing that things in their life are going to work out, although they don't yet know how. Others experience a real conversion, and they experience and know for the first time in their God, in their lives, that God is real and he loves them. Others may not feel much of anything, but in the following weeks and days and weeks, they experience and they can see more clearly how God is with them in their day-to-day life and helping them overcome difficulties. And so the parish mission is always a privileged time of grace. Nobody who comes to a parish mission with an open heart will go away empty. I mean, that would be beneath God. I mean, God is much more generous than that. He won't allow that to happen. And so each evening begins at 7 p.m., ends around 9 p.m. with fellowship and refreshments afterwards for those who want. And so today in the gospel, Jesus tells us that it's God's nature to be generous. And it's his nature because he loves. And he's calling us to share in that love and in that generosity as well. And after Jesus, no one was more generous or more loving than Mary. And so, I mean, she gave her son on the cross and united her own sufferings of her heart with those of her son for the salvation of the world. So may Mary, our mother, pray for us that generosity may be a hallmark among the people here at Holy Family Parish and for each one of us. And may our Blessed Mother also pray for the Lenten mission that it may truly be fruitful and that many people in Hanover and many of our relatives, neighbors, and friends who are maybe still walking in darkness, that they may be invited to our parish mission to hear a message of healing and hope and of salvation and peace.